listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Bonus hour of Miller and Moulton. Thanks to everyone listening in the 239 or via FloridaSportsNetwork.com if you miss any part of the show. Greg Wyshynski talking hockey, Pat Kerwin talking NFL, Seth Everett talking mostly baseball, surprisingly, and a few other things. That was all in the first 3 hours of the show. You can download every show at FloridaSportsNetwork.com.
I found something baseball that Seth likes, the World Baseball Classic.
Right.
As
long as they do it his way.
Well, he's right, for the record.
I agree. Although you and I have noted, much like we would love to attend a World Cup match, and particularly a World Cup match not involving the U.S., right? The World Baseball Classic, the scenes from Miami and Los Angeles and around this country are awesome. I mean, I would love to go see a World Baseball Classic game, and the U.S. does not have to be involved.
I have my softball passion from growing up, and my neighbor was the sponsor of one of the best fast-pitch softball teams in the country, and he would bring in these pitchers from New Zealand, and he'd have them work in his shop very little and pay them to pitch softball. And then the town 30 miles over, who was sponsored by a Cadillac dealership, he would steal Mr. Gillis's pitcher, and then Mr. Gillis would have to find another one, one of which Mike White just got tossed and threw the bird at an umpire in the Texas-Oklahoma SEC game over the weekend. Mike White with a nice bird. He's the former coach of Washington, now at Texas, and a terrific pitcher in his own mind. So I loved this sport from a very young age. And both in my town and the town 30 miles away, they would sponsor and host these major international softball tournaments. And when I was about 12, they had an international softball tournament, a team tournament, a world softball championship in Midland, Michigan. And I'll never forget watching like Jamaica play South Korea. And it was one of the best events that I'd ever seen. A group of like 12 Jamaicans have a drum and they're just doing laps around the arena with their chants and beating on the drum, and it never stopped. And the U.S. team was far and away the best team in there. They were far and away the most boring team to watch at any of these events. And that was the first time that I saw international fans and doing things that American fans, you know, at that time, this is early 80s. I'd never seen anything like this before.
No, I mean, remember in the States, we thought the Wave was crazy. In fact, we still, I mean, Mark, if you think about it, how little we've advanced in 40 years, we've gone from the Wave to Sweet Caroline.
It is really pathetic. And in fact, I don't know what game it was. The Wave broke out in the last week, and the announcers goes, well, the fans going a little old school as the Wave breaks out.
You know, I actually had the opportunity to go to a World Baseball Classic game in 2013, and it was the Dominican Republic versus Puerto Rico at Marlins Park.
Had to be amazing.
It was awesome.
Had to be.
Look, I've been to MLB All-Star games, Yankees games, because that's when everyone goes to town. I've never seen that stadium more full in my entire life. Ever.
Well, not only just full, but I'm sure alive.
Yes. There was a band playing behind us. A band in the seats.
Don't know if they'd allow them to bring their own instruments in anymore.
No. Instruments
in everything. I said, I don't know if they would allow them now to bring their own instruments in.
Got me riled up.
One of the unfortunate things about 9 years having passed. But we are looking forward to, what's it? Is it the next one? Do we have the next World Cup? Or are we two away? Do we have 26 or do we have 30?
I thought we had 2026. That's the combo.
Yeah, it's a little bit in Mexico, a little bit in Canada, and the majority of it in the United States.
Right? That was all make up for the mistake of having this in Qatar here.
Yeah.
Of letting them pay everybody off and getting this thing and seeing how many people they could kill while building all these stadiums. It was quite a quite a humanitarian effort done by the country and the people they hired for this.
By the way, but keep yelling at the golfers who may play in the Saudi Golf League. But just this World Cup's going on. And by the way, hundreds of people were killed. Killed.
No, no, no. You're off.
Killed.
You need a comma because it's thousands.
Okay. Just in making of the stadiums and the conditions and the whole deal, right? Thousands, never mind the graph that went on just to get everything there. And right. But just keep going after the golfers. So keep going after.
It's easy.
Westwood and Poulter and Sergio and Phil and what have you. Just keep going after them. The entire World Cup tournament, give it a pass. A complete pass. Right.
Well, they do that with that and the Olympics. Don't kid yourself. We could lump that right in there with it too, David. It's
not far off there, Mark. Certainly there's enough corruption. All right. Don't know about the off the field stuff, but there's certainly enough corruption.
Well, in the places they choose to hold it, and they don't care about human rights or anything like that. They just want to get paid. No. That's all there is to it.
No, Putin bought the Sochi Games. Absolutely bought them. Right. But you and I vowed, whenever it was that was awarded, we said, whether we're doing a show or not, we are going to find each other. We are headed to, we figured it's either Miami or Orlando. We are going somewhere. We are watching a World Cup match. We don't care who it is. You even joked, remember I got up at 2:30 in the morning to watch China and I think it was South Korea. And yes, I would travel 3 hours to go watch China, South Korea in Orlando.
Well, and we're convinced that Miami and Orlando have very good chances of both being sites.
Well, and I think they have good chances of being sites deep into the tournament, too.
Yeah, I mean, this is one where I would normally scalp these tickets. I will be all over trying to buy tickets for the World Cup.
Which I'm sure will be
really inexpensive.
Difficult. Right.
Easy to get and really inexpensive, David.
You know, this is another thing, the whole, you know, Joe and Troy leaving Fox for ABC, you know, because the World Cup's Fox.
Right. So the World Cup and two of the next
three Super Bowls. Right. Yeah. Yep. I'm glad this is working out for those guys. I mean, this
usually does for those on top, David.
Right.
Usually does.
All I know is I'm going to have to be hitting up Tom Rinaldi pretty hard for those World Cup tickets in 4 years. He has vowed to come on the show from Qatar, by the way.
That's what you said. Well, that's time-wise, it's easy.
Yep. It's doable. And he said, you know, let me know what my schedule is and all that. But he said, I'll be there a month. You know, I can certainly make an appearance. So,
is it required if you have Rinaldi on an interview to play piano underneath the interview?
No. I think he would appreciate it, though. Because we would joke at staff meetings, he would start talking, and usually it was one of the three spotters who would then say, Tom, I'm sorry, we don't have the right mood set, okay? And then, you know, we would start humming something, and someone would start pretending to cry and what have you. You could do it a couple times. I mean, you couldn't do it later on in the season, but at the beginning of the year, you could get away with it.
Well, that'd be the first thing I'd say to him is, Tom, you do really good, but I don't like you. You've made me cry in front of people far too much in my life, and that's right. Not good. I'm actually glad that you're now with Fox, because when you did it, I wasn't ready all the time on Saturday morning during game day when I'm just into what Herbie's got to say, and then you break me down for 15 minutes.
So, but I do think when we welcome him on, we'll figure out the appropriate music for the first 20, 30 seconds. Tom, say whatever it is that you'd like. We think this is our Rinaldi music. What do you say? He's putting together a podcast about a Major League Baseball player who was murdered during the season. The only one in like the last 50 years, thankfully. And when it's done, he's going to come on to promote it. And then we'll get him for the World Cup also.
All right, because it is the bonus hour, I feel like I can go there, even though you started our starting five with it. Any surprise to you that basically the same networks that are covering the USFL are covering the XFL? And I know ESPN's involved, but FX is involved in this. And
well, FX surprised me. First off, silly me, I didn't realize Disney owned FX. That's on me. I thought Fox did. So when they announced it's going to be on ESPN, ABC, and FX, I went, huh, sports on FX. Interesting. Is this going to be a change? Are they going to work this into the equation the way that NBC is trying to turn USA into a place where people could expect some sports? But if you're a sports fan who's had a smidge of interest in the USFL, you knew this was coming because literally, Mark, the news highlight and information blackout that has gone into effect towards the USFL from ESPN and the family of networks and .com and their app has been stunning. More information made its way out of the Iron Curtain in the 70s than have made its way onto ESPN and everything that they offer about the USFL.
So they're trying their best to crush this league so their league can take precedent.
Correct. It's been blatant. And it runs so deep that AL.com is also not printing anything about the Birmingham Stallions and the USFL with the league based in Birmingham. And people are trying to figure out what's the connection between AL.com and ESPN and or the XFL. So, yes, it's been blatant. It's been intentional. And so we all knew this was coming. Mark, we were sitting in the studio together a month ago. They were interviewing The Rock and a couple of the coaches that were hired. They don't even have teams. And they're interviewing coaches for a league that doesn't exist for a year.
So the USFL may not see year two because, well, they're trying to black it out while it's being played.
The interesting thing quickly, the USFL signed all these players to two-year contracts.
To try to keep them away from the XFL.
Exactly. So now it begs the question, who's the XFL going to sign?
Miller and Moulton. When we come back, we'll get to something that's near and dear to both of us, obesity. It's on the other side. Thanks for listening. The Florida Sports Network.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
Past the hour, Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network. Thanks so much for being with us. By the way, tip of the hat to the FGCU baseball team last night. They went to Miami, beat the fifth-ranked Canes 7-3. Opened the game with a homer, never looked back. Probably, Mark, probably need to win the A-Sun tournament to get in the NCAA tournament. They'll be hosting it, however, next week. But maybe, just maybe, if they can go on a run here, final weekend of the season, they got three road games coming up. And then maybe, Mark, if they were to lose to Liberty, who's probably going to get an at-large no matter what, if the only team they lose to in the ASUN tournament is Liberty, they'll be, 38, 39 wins, and 40 is usually a magic number, and 38, 39 gets you bubblicious. So big win for FGCU last night if they have any chance at an at-large.
And their men's golf team's playing in the NCAA tournaments right now as well, I believe.
Yep, day three today in Columbus, Ohio. They're 12th in their regional, top five or six advance. It's likely they're not going to advance, and I don't think any of their individual players were as well, but they had a, you know, they had a better day yesterday.
Well, and good for them to get there. This is a spot, David, quite frankly, that I think they should have been in since their inception. We are a golf mecca. In fact, for the longest time, I don't know if they still are, but I know that where we're having our tournament at West Bay is where FGCU played a lot of their plays a lot of their golf.
Yes.
So it's not like they're short of courses and places to help them train and do what they need to do on high-level courses to get better. It has stunned me that they're not an elite program, not nationally. I don't even just mean in the A-Sun. I've always been surprised by that.
Well, first step, they should have gotten an at-large last year. They had the ranking, and quite frankly, they got screwed. Two teams below them, for whatever reason, because they were bigger schools, probably were put in ahead of them. This year, Mark, they got an at-large. They're the first ever program at FGCU to get an at-large berth into an NCAA tournament. It happened in men's golf. So maybe now other sports can benefit as well.
But I alluded to something at the break, David. I wanted to talk about something that you and I are both very good at, obesity.
I was going to say, Mark, you had me at obesity.
Every year they put out these, you know, proportion of people that are obese in each state. And I want to congratulate you, Florida. Not only are we not in the top 10, we are in the bottom 10.
Whoa!
But do you know, as a country, there is only three states that have less than a quarter of their residents that are not considered obese?
All right. Before we go, can I do a quick sidebar?
Yeah.
Is the definition of, remember when Emmett Smith was still playing and technically he fit the criteria to be considered obese?
Yes.
So is the criteria unreasonable, or is it what most of us would consider? Ah, look at that guy. Yeah, he's obese. Like, I would fit the category of being obese.
I would too, David.
Right. And when I look at you, you to me are not obese. You know, you could lose 15 pounds.
And then 15 more.
Well, I could lose 40 to 50. That's obese.
And I'm trying to go through this. Basically, globally, about 13% of adults are estimated to be obese. Our best state, Colorado, has 24.2% of its residents is obese.
Well, Mark, we do process food better than most.
We do, and we do supersize better than most. But I was pretty proud of Florida for not cracking the top 10. For those of you who are wondering, Mississippi, your winner, once again, with 39.7% of the population obese. West
Holy
Virginia,
mackerel.
West Virginia and Alabama, both over 39% as well.
Wow.
Louisiana at 38%. Indiana, Kentucky, Delaware, Iowa, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and South Carolina, all over 36% of the population is considered obese.
Delaware, huh?
Delaware.
Find that interesting. Then again, not a lot of people, so.
But good to know that we're, you know, through a pandemic, through a lot of different things, we still make our way to the drive-thru, David.
So Florida's bottom 10?
Florida is bottom 10.
Can you give me the bottom 10?
Yeah, let me pull these back up here. Sorry, for whatever reason, the computer's having a little issue this morning on the back and forth when I'm trying to open up these windows. Let's go. The bottom 10 are Colorado, 24.2%, Massachusetts, 24.4%, and Hawaii, 24.5%. Those are the only three states where less than a quarter of the population is considered not obese. Vermont and New York are both at 26.3%. New Jersey.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Bennett, the home of Ben and Jerry's, is bottom five?
Yeah. Well, I would say they're pretty fit people in Vermont. I would think they're, you know, the tree huggers. They're out running around, hiking, doing a lot of good things that we're not.
Wow.
New York and New Jersey are 5 and 6, and then Washington, Oregon, Florida, and Montana close out the top 10.
Man, I am shocked at a few of those results. I'm not shocked, though, about Florida. Like, Felipe was stunned. I'm not. There's a lot. First off, as you get older, a lot of people get skinnier. Also, I don't know. I see a lot of people exercising in Florida.
No, David, I was on your side with this one.
Yeah, he was on the other side. He thought Florida would be because of all the beautiful people that are
there. Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I don't know where they all are.
You know where they are.
That's one city in a state that's the third most populous state in the country. I can counter your Miami with the Villages.
Hello.
There's also beaches surrounding every coast of this. Well, not
yeah,
really.
I've been to the beach. Do you ever look at some of the people that are walking the beach? They're not beautiful. They're not skinny.
But they're running and swimming, you know, getting right.
Felipe, just because I'm on the beach, you know, I mean, at least I'm smart enough to not take my shirt off. Okay. I mean, there are kids involved with the beach. I don't think they need to see this.
Yeah, and I gave up caring about that. If I'm at the beach, if I'm out, the shirt comes off. Don't care. You don't want to see it, don't look.
Okay, but here's the thing. Outdoor sports, 24/7, 365. Kids are more active. People are more active.
I'm a little surprised we're in the top 10, but I would not have thought that we would be in like the bottom 10 or bottom
30. Oh, no. I mean, you got to remember the southern states have a good,
oh yeah,
stronghold,
right,
on these things, and always remember, will.
And remember, south of I-4, we're not the South,
right?
You know, it's north of I-4. That's the South.
That probably what keeps the barrier about what's needed,
right? I would love if they could break the state in half. Let us know what the criteria is, where we rank south of I-4, where we rank north of I-4. I'd pay big money for that information.
Miller and Moulton, a reminder, our golf tournament, doesn't matter what size you are, we'll have a shirt for you. It's June 11th at West Bay, floridasportsnetwork.com for more information. Saturday, June 11th, West Bay, it's a scramble. We hope you sign up as soon as possible. We'd like to see this thing get sold out so David and I don't have to harp on it so much and can just thank all of our sponsors.
And also we can figure out how many shirts we need and, you know, sizes and all that. Mine's a tarp.
Yeah, I will say, don't order this for whoever's ordering these shirts can't do it for the normal golf crowd. This is Miller and Moulton. A lot of X's, right. A lot of two X's.
Right.
And we'll still run out of both. Miller and Moulton.
We will.
Welcome back to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
Twenty-two minutes before the hour, Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network. Miss any part of the show, floridasportsnetwork.com. That's where you can also sign up for the golf tournament. Like to thank Southwest Florida Golf Carts, flgolfcarts.com, Twin Peaks and Budweiser for helping to get our first tournament off the ground. We're very appreciative. Without further ado, let's do this.
Leave it to the oldest guy in the show, and definitely the oldest soul, to live in the past. Here's David Moulton with Today Was the Day When.
Well, I'll go back to 1896. Remember, yesterday was the anniversary of Brown versus the Board of Education. What did it redo, so to speak? Plessy versus Ferguson in 1896. Well, today was the day, May 18th in 1896, in which racial segregation was legalized, remained legitimized in the Plessy versus Ferguson case. It would take nearly 50 years later for us to desegregate legally. Mark, 1933. They announced today in 33, hey, this summer, we're going to play a Major League Baseball All-Star game. And we're going to do it at Comiskey Park. So the announcement of the first All-Star game happened today, nearly 90 years ago. Mickey Mantle homered from both sides of the plate, Mark. on this day in 1956 for the third time in his career. Remember, Mantle broke into the majors only 5 years earlier. This is a guy in his mid-20s, Mickey Mantle, 25, 26 years old, and he's already homered in a game from both sides of the plate three times. Yes, he played center field for the Yankees, but there was a reason that people of a certain generation lost their mind about Mickey Mantle. Arguably greatest switch hitter of all time. I mean, would you go Rose, Mantle?
Mantle.
You know, other... You go Mantle?
Yeah. Because he hit for power from both sides of the plate as well.
Yep. 1971. A couple of things happened today. First off, Mark, ABA Championship Game 7. Utah Stars beat the Kentucky Colonels.
Colonels had a big lead late.
Dan Issel and the Colonels just couldn't get it done. Also, rookie goalie Ken Dryden backstops the 71 Canadians. Mark, one of the few times in their legendary career that the big bad Canadians were the big underdog in the playoffs. 71, and they take down, hell, maybe the best Blackhawks team that didn't win the cup. Dryden beats them in Game 7 in Chicago.
And the legend was born.
Yeah, they had a pretty good decade in the 70s, the Canadians. Check it out. They won six of them. This is for you. First off, Mount St. Helens erupted on this day in 1980. A little after, a couple days maybe, after Tiananmen Square, we had a million protesters in the streets of Beijing. Remember, the only place we could see it was CNN. Help put CNN on the map. Where are we going here? Mark, 1990. This guy, Yari Curry, 3 goals, 2 assists in the Stanley Cup Finals. Edmonton beat Boston 7-2.
He was pretty good. This just
Right. And he was like the fifth best player on the team.
That sounds about right.
Well,
I'm not arguing with you.
Gretzky, Messier, Coffey to start.
Just to start, then you got to go.
You know, I mean, maybe fourth.
Maybe fourth.
Maybe, maybe. But, you know, you got Fuhrer, you got Anderson, you know, fourth. Fourth slash fifth. Where are we going here? How about some Preakness winners on this day over the years? I'll only go back to 91. Hansel. You know, some horses that maybe you bet money on. All right. How about 96, Louis Quatorze? 2002, 20 years ago, War Emblem. Oxbow in 2013. And just 3 years ago, War of Will won the Preakness. Braveheart was released on this day in 1995. Shrek debuted on this day in 2002.
Iconic movie.
Yeah. Iconic.
It won the first Best Animated Feature Award in the Academy.
Okay. Iconic. Interesting.
I will say...
Because I don't even think it's the best of all the Pixels movies.
Pixels?
Pixlr movies or whatever the company, the Disney company that does all those movies.
No, that's DreamWorks. Shrek is DreamWorks.
Okay.
Also, Mark, on this day, Shrek debuted during the day, but at night... The first of the trilogy, Mickey Ward and Arturo Gatti. 20 years ago today.
That's Ward, iconic, by the way.
Ward wins the first of the trilogy by majority decision. He got two of the three judges to rule him the winner. The other judge had it a draw. Was the fight of the year in 2002. I think it was the best of the three. But, man, there wasn't much separating them. The third one was the one that left Ward not 100% for the rest of his life, but the first of a great trilogy, Ward and Gotti, 20 years ago today. Randy Johnson, Mark, 18 years ago today. Were you watching on TBS? It was a midweek game. Arizona Diamondbacks, Atlanta Braves, and all of a sudden, what was he, like 41 years old? And he throws the perfecto against the Braves, and that rookie catcher comes running out and jumps on him like Yogi to Don Larsen. It was awesome. Also, Mark, just last year, Spencer Turnbull of the Tigers no-hit the Mariners 5-0. Those whose birthday was May 18th, who are no longer with us, British tennis legend Fred Perry, Jack Whitaker, Pope John Paul II, Perry Como, and Jimmy Superfly Snuka, who would have been 79 today.
Love me some Superfly Snuka.
Love it too. I'll have to dig through. I didn't save a whole lot of tapes, but I think that was my first broadcasting job. It was WYOU in Scranton, the CBS affiliate. He put me in a headlock during a live shot. They were wrestling. They were wrestling in West Scranton, Mark, that night. We did the 6 o'clock live shot, and Superfly put me in the headlock. Brooks Robinson is 85 today. Reggie Jackson is 76. Rick Wakeman, it's yes, correct? Yep. 73. Jim Sundberg, that was for me. Longtime Texas Rangers catcher, 71. Mark, I don't know about you, but in the day and age when you only got the Saturday game of the week, I never saw the Texas Rangers play unless the one series a year they came to Yankee Stadium. So I knew like Buddy Bell and Jim Sundberg on the Texas Rangers.
Only from baseball cards, David. Only from baseball cards.
Right. And I was the catcher growing up. So I'm like, oh, Jim Sundberg. And he oftentimes in the American League would occasionally be the third catcher in the All-Star game.
Yep.
Because you had Munson and Fisk. And every now and then, it'd be a little Jim Sundberg.
And Sundberg, like, oh, I think, had a couple of gold gloves, so he was a pretty good defensive catcher. Yes.
So Jim Sundberg, 71 today. George Strait is 70. And I'll bet he looks good. Yannick Noah is 62. Marty McSorley is 59.
And he can still kick your ass.
Tina Fey is 52. Dario Franchitti is 49. And I think he feels much older than this, but Vince Young is only 39.
All right.
I mean, hell, he could still be playing. He's only a year old. He's only a year older than Aaron Rodgers, which makes sense because, well, right around the same draft classes. And that, Mark, is today was the day.
Just one omission, really. Musician Jack Johnson, born today in 1975. You don't know who it is, you should. Simple as that.
Who?
You've heard folks elsewhere mock
explaining so
Florida
many reasons why Philly's alone.
Florida. Well, Mark Miller sees it differently. He calls it the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you got, Mark?
Alone?
Yes. Alone.
As in single?
Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly what I said.
I like being single.
Uh-huh. I've listened to you way too often completely take the other side of that argument. So be careful. It's all on tape.
Philly, you know why you like being single? Because you are.
That's it. That's it. For the good, we go to FGCU, where they have a new study going on. For those of you who may have one of those medical marijuana cards where you can make $250 to do an anxiety study, go to NBC-2.com to look up more how you can sign up and maybe get paid to smoke reefer. Good for you.
So let me get this straight. I got to get one of them cards?
Yeah. Then you can get $250.
Huh.
45-day period to track the details of your cannabis use.
Oh, I'll track it.
For the bad, we go to Germany, where we have all heard of the terrible situation going around the world with the baby formula shortage, and don't even want to start getting into how horrible that is for all the moms that are looking. But Germany, there is another shortage going on that could make this baby formula shortage seem like a moot point. David, German breweries are warning there could be a shortage of beer bottles this summer.
Bottles?
Bottles. Huh? Brewers are having to pay 80% more for new glass bottles than they did a year ago. Beer prices in Germany are going to go up, and it's going to get ugly this summer. Plan on drinking draft beer if you head to Germany for the Bucks game in October.
Well, that's perfect for me. That's how I prefer it.
I know you are a draft guy.
I am.
Finally, the ugly. Kids are in school, right?
Yeah, okay, good.
Angela Davis was arrested yesterday following a confrontation with her 51-year-old husband in their home in Summerfield, Florida. Davis, his husband, told police that he had gotten an altercation with her after he was interrupted by his wife during a session that he was having by himself. See, the 51-year-old was on his phone looking at a little porn, and the wife came in and saw him pleasuring himself while looking at the porn and proceeded to beat the you-know-what out of him with a belt. That, David, is the good, the bad, and the ugly on May the 18th, 2022.
Well, we know what we have tonight. We have the Western Conference Finals in the NBA. We have the Warriors, a five-point favorite or thereabouts, at home against the Mavs. I got to be honest. Points are looking good.
I'll take the points in Dallas tonight.
I mean, they just won 4 out of 5 from the Phoenix Suns. You're getting that team in points? Yeah, I don't know. If I'm going to lose money on this game, Mark, I think I want to lose it on the Mavs. Hockey, couple of series get underway. One in the East, the Rangers in Carolina. Got to like the Canes.
I like Carolina in 5 in this series.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. It's a bad matchup for the Rangers.
It really is. The only thing is Wyshynski said that goaltender, who was the best goaltender in the league all year, played lousy for the first five and a half games. Maybe he finds something in this series because he's going to have to.
I think Carolina's in the Rangers' head late in the regular season. The Rangers had 2 chances against Carolina at home. And if they had beaten them either time, they would have moved into first place in the division. So they'd have home ice. And they lost both. Battle of Alberta, Edmonton and Calgary. I'll go Calgary in 7.
I think it's going to be Calgary in shorter fashion than that. I'll say Calgary in 6. I think they win tonight, by the way.
Baseball, Rays with a matinee hosting the Tigers. Marlins are hosting the Nats tonight. All right, guess the attendance. Twins at A's. It's a 12:30 local first pitch.
Without knowing if there's anything going on there, I have got to put it at 3,500.
I think you got to go higher. I think they'll find a way for kids and business people to show up. Remember 2 weeks ago when they had the homestand, the day game did the best of the attendance of the 3-game series.
And I guess they could be doing school promotions every Wednesday day game. That's the wrench in this one, David, that we don't know the answer to.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you a redo. 4,500 over under.
I'll go under.
I'll go over. But I'll go under. Think it gets to 5,000. I'm going to try to middle it here on the Price is Right and win both showcases. That's
good for you. Good for you for not going with that $1 thing there, trying to make something happen.
Miller and Moulton. Hey, thanks so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day. We're the Florida Sports Network.